Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today is Washington, D.C.-based Greg Garcia. Greg is Executive Director of the Healthcare Sector Coordinating Council's Cybersecurity Working Group. And today we're going to be talking about their work. Greg, thanks for joining us. And first, I think it would be good if you could give us an overview of the Healthcare Sector Coordinating Council for Cybersecurity. It's something I wasn't familiar with until I came across it recently. Can you tell us what the purpose of the work is?
You bet, Adam, and it's good to be with you. Thanks for having me. The Sector Coordinating Council, first off, it's a generic term referring to any one of 17 sector coordinating councils that are designated as critical infrastructure industries as designated by the government. So what that confers upon these critical sectors, healthcare, financial services, telecommunications, electricity, et cetera, everything that the public depends upon, that gives us a special designation, a partnership, if you will, with the government to consider, to identify and mitigate systemic threats to these sectors, whether they're natural threats, like a pandemic or severe weather events, or whether they are man-made threats like terrorism, active shooter, or in our case, cyber attack. So we are an industry-driven, industry-organized advisory council to ourselves in the healthcare industry and to the government. So the Cybersecurity Working Group is 427 now organizations across the spectrum of the healthcare industry, and it includes some government agencies as well. So we work together on a regular basis to identify and mitigate those systemic cybersecurity threats on the health sector.
And those risks are pretty huge these days. Now, can you give us an overview of the cyber risk environment currently? What are some of the key threats that compliance teams and their organizations need to be on the lookout for?
Well, it used to be the most basic part of that was HIPAA rules, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, which was to maintain the security and privacy of protected health data. And so HHS would be enforcing HIPAA through its data breach regulations. And that problem simply does not abate, that the number of data breaches over the past 5-7 years has doubled through any number of means, and most frequently cyber attack. And that just continues to be a problem. But now we have seen Now we see that beyond the loss of data, we are seeing a huge surge in ransomware attacks, whereby hackers are able to get into particularly hospital networks, lock everything up, lock up the data, lock up the medical devices, the reimbursement systems, the scheduling systems, so that the hospital system is simply unable to provide any more care to the patient until they pay a ransom, usually in the form of Bitcoin and into the dark web run by criminal gangs. So this is now moving beyond the realm of data loss, data breach, and privacy to actual patient impact. It is existential, where patients are being diverted in ambulances headed to a hospital that cannot operate. Care delivery is delayed or disrupted completely. So this has become a very serious threat to life cyber issue now.
Now, the council just introduced its 2024 plan. Can you give us an overview of how it was developed?
Absolutely. So much of our work over the past 5 years has been devoted to developing a series of best practices and guidance documents that that keyed off of an HHS task force report in 2017 that diagnosed the healthcare cybersecurity as being in critical condition. We addressed a lot of those recommendations, such as We got to do better at medical device security. We got to improve workforce skills in cybersecurity. We need better incident response and information sharing. But now we look at the healthcare industry and see that over the past 5 years, it has changed a lot, and it will change still more over the next 5 years. Developments like hospital at home, healthcare on demand through telehealth and telemedicine, wearable and implantable devices, artificial intelligence, all of these developments in the healthcare industry that will change the attack surface, in effect, make us more vulnerable to cyber attack. And so the 5-year strategic plan that we released on February 27 essentially looks at those major trends, identifies the cybersecurity challenges that those trends present, and then we develop a series of recommendations as to how we're going to meet those cybersecurity challenges through 10 major goals, goal being essentially an end state of what we need to see, and then 12 objectives. They are the implementing objectives, what we need to do to achieve those goals so that by the year 2029, we might be able to diagnose ourselves to be in stable condition.
So I'm intrigued. First, can you give us an overview of some of the key goals outlined?
Yeah, let's put one of our goals in the context of a major cyber attack that happened on February 21. And that is the Optum Change Healthcare attack. For those who don't know, Change Healthcare is a serves a third of the healthcare market in terms of providing the pathway for hospital reimbursements, for prescription delivery, and for prior authorizations through insurance companies. All of that was completely disrupted, causing an intense amount of financial disruption in the healthcare industry, patients not getting their prescriptions or prior authorizations. One of our goals, it's goal number 7. Let me read it very quickly to you. A trusted healthcare delivery ecosystem is sustained with active partnership and representation between critical and significant technology partners and suppliers. What that means is we need to have better working relationships with those organizations like Change Healthcare, which is in effect a software organization over a communications portal, to be sure that when they are providing us those critical services, that there is an ongoing dialogue as to the level of security and what are our fail-safe procedures, what happens when an incident does happen like this, what is our response and resiliency capability. So that's goal number 7, and we really need to be thinking about those critical services in healthcare that, if they were disrupted, it could have cascading effects across the entire healthcare system.
And that's not an inconsiderable thing to think about, given how intertwined and complex the whole healthcare delivery system is, with, providers, pharmacies, payers, all of this. It's just incredibly complex ecosystem, is I think the best way to describe it, with a lot of points of danger. So let's drill down a little bit. What would be the objectives that would fall under this goal?
So, for example, there are organizations such as ours, the Health Sector Coordinating Council, which should bring together those parties to be sure that we have those channels of communication. And then we engage with our government partners. So, Department of Health and Human Services, CISA, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency within the Department of Homeland Security, they are partly in business to be assessing what are those critical pathways, those critical nodes in the healthcare system that we need to pay special attention to. So that becomes a critical choke point analysis process so that we understand where we need to put the most attention. And ultimately, that becomes, from the government standpoint, a classified exercise. You certainly do not want to have a mapping of the most critical elements of the healthcare ecosystem being made public so that it gives our adversaries a roadmap for how to further disrupt the system. So those are a couple of ways to do it. We provide the forum, we provide the convening authority that the sector council does, but then we need to work with our government partners to do that heavy lifting analysis to be sure we're not going to have another change healthcare event.
And we definitely don't want that. And you raised a good issue here that this is an area where the government's looking to be as helpful and as possible and involved as possible. I've done podcasts with, for example, the FBI on just this topic of cyber intrusion and their eagerness to be helpful. Well, Greg, thank you so much for sharing these insights with us today. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA. I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.